It was an extraordinary moment today. Hillary Clinton warned that Donald Trump could lead America into nuclear war on a whim. Even by the standards of this election year, her foreign policy speech was incendiary. President Lyndon Johnson left it to an ad a half century ago to say what he could not, imply that Barry Goldwater shouldn't be trusted with the bomb. Nancy Cordes is with Clinton in San Diego.
The person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job.
In a speech that was deadly serious one moment and humorous the next, Clinton argued Trump's temperament makes him unfit to lead the free world.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies. This is not someone who should ever have the nuclear codes, because it's not hard to imagine Donald Trump leading us into a war just because somebody got under his very thin skin.
She said Trump lacks the knowledge to be commander-in-chief.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do, believe me.
Citing his seemingly cavalier attitude about torture.
Waterboarding is fine.
And about conflicts with other countries.
So they say, oh, you'll start a trade war. You know what? When you're losing that kind of money, who the hell cares?
There's no risk of people losing their lives if you blow up a golf course deal.
The former Secretary of State brought up the many foreign leaders who have mocked Trump, describing him as, quote, dumb and barking mad, a man who changes opinions like the rest of us change underwear. Trump has drawn praise from state-run media in communist North Korea, which called him wise and far-sighted this week after he complimented their leader.
He said, you've got to give Kim Jong-un credit for taking over North Korea, something he did by murdering everyone he saw as a threat, including his own uncle. And he said if he were grading Vladimir Putin as a leader, he'd give him an A. Now, I will leave it to the psychiatrist to explain his affection for tyrants.
Clinton has begun to frame this race less as a choice between left and right than between steadiness and flakiness. She gave the speech here in San Diego, Scott, because it's home to more than 100,000 members of the military, a military Trump has described as a disaster.
Nancy Cordes reporting for us. Trump was quick to react, and Major Garrett is covering his campaign.
Hillary Clinton, who lies, I mean, she lies. You remember that? I started that. She lies.
Donald Trump started reacting to Hillary Clinton's speech yesterday, a political art form known as the prebuttal.
They sent me a copy of the speech, and it was such lies about my foreign policy that they said, I want Japan to nuke. I want Japan to get nuclear weapons. Give me a break.
Trump has suggested Japan and South Korea pursue nuclear weapons to counterbalance North Korea's nuclear arsenal.
He is temperamentally unfit.
Clinton's unmitigated attack sparked a Twitter tirade from the presumptive Republican nominee. Trump did not delve into specifics. Invective worked just fine. Bad performance by crooked Hillary Clinton, reading poorly from the teleprompter. She doesn't even look presidential, Trump wrote, adding, too much failure in office. People will not allow another 4 years of incompetence.
In addition to Clinton, Trump has problems with prominent Republicans on his temporary ban of Muslim immigration. Scott, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said today the idea was so bad he would not draft legislation to debate it.
Major Garrett Forrest, Major, thank you. Well, the nation's top elected Republican finally gave in and endorsed Trump today. House Speaker Paul Ryan had been holding out. Today he said that he is confident that Trump would help House Republicans turn the ideas in their agenda into laws to help improve people's lives.